Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
One of the greatest defensive performances by Draymond Green.
I agree with you.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Tell you what, keep playing it. Might get him on.
And that's what life's about.
I got a bone to pick with Evan. I let it go real quick here yesterday because you guys always come down my road. Hey, Guru, who was your hoop game like? And I was like, Eddie Jones, Sprewell. What about when you asked Evan yesterday? And Evan, I love you. You're my brother. You go, what type of pitcher were you? Yeah. Did he respond Maddox?
No, he responded. Oh, shoot. I can't remember who he responded. It was fair.
Hudson.
Oh,
Tim Hudson.
Dude, Steiny always says Maddox to me because I didn't throw very hard.
Hudson was a bad dude. I go, damn me. But you're supposed to think highly of yourself. I ain't mad at you. I drove home laughing.
Yeah. We're talking about the Warriors. Basketball season starts in less than a week.
Are
Warriors
you ready?
Play the yes.
And you watched it on Prime? I ordered mine last night. $16.99 a month.
I got to figure out what I'm doing.
Well, you got it last night, so you're doing something right. Because it was on Prime for me. All the games were there as soon as I paid.
I can't remember how I got it. I just got it. I think I went through. I might have just gone through League Pass.
Mm. But then what does that show? What, how do you watch it?
Through the.
It's got its own app? On an, oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. I got that on my phone.
I think it's like the NBA League Pass, streaming League Pass, right. I think. Right. We're talking about the Warriors' expectations this year. Vegas has got a lot of predictions, most of them between about 45 and 48. An optimistic projection out of ESPN has them at 56, based on what Butler did with the Warriors last year. But we're talking a lot about Steph Curry and the expectations we have this season for him. And I wish I could find this text, but, oh, here it is. So, you know, the idea of Steph maybe slipping a little bit, still obviously a great player. But this is kind of, this is why they, I don't want to put this. To me, this is why he needs more help. 2022, they won the title, right?
Yep. Okay. Out of nowhere.
So in 2022, if I said, who are the best players in the NBA, I think Curry probably be in the top three.
There's no doubt.
Okay. The top three. Now, if you look around the league, like here's the text from the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line. He's slipping for sure. Can't deny that. But Steph with slippage is still really, really good.
That's real.
That is real. That's very real. Right. However, in 2022, he was probably one of the best three players in the NBA, like cream of the crop. And all I'm saying now is, without saying is he better, you know, now it's like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Anthony Edwards, Brunson, Luka, Jokic, Giannis, you know, Durant, Mitchell, Halliburton's hurt, Wembanyama, Ja Morant, like. I'm not saying all those guys are better than
him. But he's in that group, though, Steph.
No doubt. Okay. But that's the point. If he was the second best player in the league 2-3 years ago, and now he's the 12th best player in the league, or whatever it is, even eight, that means something.
Yeah, but he's
just
still
does.
The best. He don't play. He's still the best player on his team,
right,
though.
But they're asking him to continue to play like the best or second best or third best player in the league.
With now, though, Steiny, and I'm
but
not
it's
cutting
not,
you off.
It's not enough.
I think you're underselling now that he's not. He's got Jimmy Butler, and we need Jimmy to do more. I hear where you're going,
no.
But Steph with Jimmy Butler,
it's not
yeah,
enough.
It ain't Steph and Durant.
It's not enough.
But it ain't chopped liver, partner.
I
that's
just
for
don't
real,
think
Steiny.
It's enough.
Steph and Wiggins, I think we saw that end. But Steph and Jimmy Butler, we need Jimmy Butler to remind us, you know, he's just got to be more demonstrative, man, for what you're talking about. But Steiny, I think that's more than enough. But you are right. But does that really mean anything?
Yes.
Because some would have had Steph maybe not top three back in 2022,
right.
Maybe four or five, whatever. But him along with Jimmy Butler, knocks off years off his age to me, and we need Jimmy to do his part because guess what? We know Steph's going to do his.
Has Jimmy Butler, did Jimmy Butler reach the level of Andrew Wiggins the year, the 5 months where Wiggins was great?
That's a hard one, but I got to say, with what he did turning this season around last year, I got to say yes, Donnie.
No.
I know it's pro-rated.
Wiggins won a title as a starter and the second best player on the team.
But this story got, I'm just saying, Steph blew his hammy, and we don't know how far they could have gone.
I don't think they would have won a title, but they did. The point is Wiggins did it. Did get it done.
And Wiggins he was incredible, but he wasn't just by himself. Jordan Poole was giving you some too, Otto Porter Jr., and we can go down the whole list, Donnie. But
right.
I really that's also what I'm saying. But I think Jimmy
does not have enough around him. Steph does not have enough around him. I just don't think he does now.
Now, all right, let's do this. Put a rat on the table, brought to you by Echo Pest Control. If I tell you right now, partner, I need to see, or any Warrior fan in Dub Nation says, I want to see more from Jimmy Butler as a Warrior, you think he's capable of doing that?
I don't
Giving
know.
Giving you more.
I do not
that's,
know.
That's interesting.
I don't know.
Could what he, scares you about that?
Well, first of all, how about this? He can't. Can he possibly give him more than he gave him in the regular season? They went like 20-5 with him.
Right, but we're talking about now just the gravity of, you know, making players around you better, check, check, check. But now we're talking about what you're talking about, partner. Like, hey, Steph, I got this. Need you on the court, but I can get us to the promised land like I did when we went up against Denver in the finals. Like, is that Jimmy still around? I think it is.
He needs to play like he did in 2022. He doesn't have the players around him that he had in 2022. And it is 3 years after 2022. Mm. That's all I'm saying. And
that's why you keep saying they need another one.
Yes, they need another one. That's kind of the way I feel.
Hopefully Kuminga's
at. Where's Draymond Green at?
Wow.
We haven't even talked about Draymond Green. And that's like, they need Curry to be Curry. They need Butler to be every bit as good as last season and maybe even a little better, quite frankly.
I agree with that.
And they need Draymond to be more consistent.
What if he's listening now? I'm being real. I ain't caping for him. Stan, I think we know that's the last guy I'm worried about.
Draymond Green?
Yeah, he's going to do his thing.
Has he been slipping?
Well,
not even close, Goo. Yes, he's been slipping. He's
being
not the defensive player he was.
Stan,
and his offense has gotten worse.
He finished top five in that.
That's, again... Again, there was a point when he was the best defensive player in the league.
He's not.
Now he's not.
Okay, gotcha.
So I get it. He's still really good, but he's not as good as he was. And offensively, he's taken a big step back.
But so he's still so unique with and multidimensional in regard to guarding Steph.
Right, but I think
I'm not worried about that part of it.
I think you're missing what I'm saying is that when they won a title, Draymond was doing it. Steph was doing it. You know, whoever they had back then, Clay was doing it. And
I got you, man.
It's just since then, Steph has declined a little bit. Draymond more than a little bit.
But we got Horford now to save some of those legs at
again,
the five.
If you think it's enough,
no, I'm
that's
not saying,
fine.
I think Dray's slipping way more rapidly than any other Warrior. It's concerning, but we're not asking him to play above the rim. And now you got a five in Horford to spell him from playing five the whole game. And Draymond, for the first time in a long time, Snotty, this offseason mentioned, you know, that would take away from his legs in the second half of games. Not the second half of the season. I was like, damn, okay, that's real. So now I feel like they've got that problem kind of out the way. My question to you is, what do you expect from Dre now?
I expect less than last year. Ditto for Steph,
What's
ditto
that
for
look
Butler.
Like, though,
that's the point. It's not like they're going to win 10 games.
He was top five DPOY candidate. And at one time we thought, is he really going to pull this thing off? Evan and I talked about that at the pier with the guys. He didn't get it. But Stani, if he was that bad, he wouldn't
I'm
even be a
candidate. I'm not saying that bad. No, what I'm saying is,
but you're worried
when they won a title, Steph was the best player in the league or one of the best players in
I
the
hear
league.
That. I
Draymond
hear that.
Was one of the best defensive players in the league, playing more games and more minutes.
But I think
and
we now both agree he's
later.
Not that.
Who?
Draymond. He's got to be close to what he was last year. Like, it was good enough up until Curry got hurt.
Was it, though?
Yeah.
Was it really good enough?
But asking
you
him
can
to
say
stop
they
all,
you can say they should have gone to the finals.
Randall ate him for like. But exactly. That's not fair to ask a guy at his age.
But
to
you
be
have
able to.
That's
down.
All you have. And I get it. Like Draymond's going to have great. He's going to have some great defensive games. But overall, there's going to be fewer of them. And that's why they're. It's going to be tough to just win a lot of games in the regular season.
But bringing in Al should help and savor him. Now, you would think, right? I thought that's what a lot of Horford coming in was to.
I love Horford. Everybody loves Horford. He's a true professional.
What about the impact on Draymond, though, for Horford at the five to alleviate that those collisions and stress? Maybe we get a more fresher, I'm just saying, Draymond at the end.
I guess it's just these guys are all 35, and you think all three are going to have a better year than last year.
I'm petrified. There's no, like, Stan, if I could give Steph Curry an A for being as close to what you were when you were in your prime, I'd give him an A. I'd give Draymond Green a C-. Like, I'm petrified. But we're not asking him to score 30 a game. He's never done
but
that.
We're asking him to be.
To bang.
Right.
Yeah.
And now, he's not as good at that
but
as
he's got
he
another
used to
warrior,
be.
No pun intended, down low to take him from the five to the four. And hopefully that will keep him fresher. Because if he's fresh and not gassed, I still think he can do the junkyard dog things.
You know, the other thing is it's the season hasn't started, and there you know one of the reasons there's a lot of optimism is because the assumption is if they stay healthy. Well, what if they don't?
I got you.
And how are they going to, like...
But that's for everybody, partner.
No, it's not. It is not for everybody. And, you know, this is what I mean. Like, if the Warriors lose Steph Curry, are they a playoff team?
Well, now, I don't know.
They're not. I don't. Not in the West. I don't think so.
All
that's
right,
just
the
me.
Thunder lose SGA. They a playoff team?
Yes. Yes, they are.
I don't know why. They're loaded, but I'll give you the okay. But if we keep playing this exercise, Anthony Edwards goes out for Minnesota, they a playoff team? No. You know, hey, they're coach well, but you know what I'm saying, partner?
But I give them a bigger chance to make the playoffs without Edwards because they're younger. They're just a younger team than the Warriors. Like, this is...
But you're asking this team, and I hear you, and you're passionate about it. But, Stani, the only way we're going to find out is as they get down the road because there's nothing today that's going to let us or give us a glimpse behind behind door number one in regard to these injuries. You're right.
It's not even injuries. I don't, like, forget injuries.
But you feel like because you're older, you're more inclined to get hurt.
Well, of course, but I'm willing to say fine. They're relatively healthy, whatever that would mean for a team with four starters over 35 years old. Like, what about back-to-backs?
I've been told Horford ain't even playing them.
Okay, I'll say it again. What about back-to-backs? Again, like,
I'm like, when you say that, I'm trying to see what I'm supposed to say. Like, those one of the young guys step up and get time. Quentin Post and even TJD on nights Horford may not be playing on back-to-backs, or you rest Draymond. I don't know. But I feel like everybody's getting their ass at some point this year for the Warriors off that bench, Donnie, to spell guys.
Here's the other thing. I'm not crazy about their second unit.
Give me who you when you think of the Warriors second.
I don't
unit.
Like Pods playing with Kuminga.
Pods can dunk.
Yeah. I just don't. I just don't like it.
That's interesting.
Anyway, we're talking expectations. I think they could be a four seed if things go relatively
really
well. I don't know. I don't know if they can have a season without maybe certain big important players missing too many games. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station and the home of the Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in the city.
You know, there's a phrase, Donnie, I never use it, but when I hear it, I love it. And I kind of liken this to the Niners and what they've done since 2019, and the fact that they haven't been able to capitalize on two Super Bowl visits, right, is sometimes the bill comes due. And I'm sitting there thinking the other night just watching the game, like, is this just a byproduct of the Niners through 5-6 years you know, playing long into seasons, so physical that this is the bills just come due. But why don't I get that same feeling for the Warriors with where their age is at from four big dudes on their team? Like, why does it feel, why do I feel like I'm ignoring that? And then last year might have been the first glimpse of the bill coming due when the chef had his first soft tissue injury that basically just wiped away any chance they had in the playoff series that they earned. Why is it hitting different?
Because they haven't played a game yet. Then I'm not different than you. I told you, when I look at this team on paper, I like it. I like it. I wish it were 4 years ago. But that's not the way it is. But I do like the roster on paper. And I do think if they can stay relatively healthy, they'll have some action. Playoffs, I have no idea. That's so far away. There's so much mileage till
and
then.
That is
I have
what,
no idea
body.
Whether they could make a run or not right now. Yeah, if they're relatively healthy, I could see them being a five.
No, go ahead, man.
But 4 or 5?
Yeah.
But again, I think Steph needs Butler to be better than he was last year.
I totally agree.
And the young guys have to become bona fide role players that help you win consistently. And Pods, Moody, and Kuminga have not been that over the course of their careers yet. But they're at that point when this is the year they could take that jump. No doubt about it. I feel like these guys are kind of like quarterbacks who got drafted into the NFL didn't, like Mac Jones, you know, and Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
Like, they're about 24, 25. This is when guys figure it out. So maybe, you know, if two or three of those guys can make a leap where 40 games into the season, we're like, Moody is much better than last year.
But see,
then they're in great shape.
And I'm doing guru math here. I think what I saw from Moody and how he, I think, took advantage of an opportunity and even started for much, even at the four last year that I didn't agree with, I thought Moody popped. I didn't like him in the playoffs, but that's not what you asked me. If Moody was to give us the same season as last, if Pods, after coming back from the injury, gives us the same season as last, but you tell me Jonathan Kuminga takes it up a notch or a notch and a half, that could be what you're yearning for, Stani.
Yeah.
That's how heavy or impact, like that would be, just think about it, Kuminga figuring it out and gelling. I mean, that's what you're talking about. If it's unfair to the chef and Jimmy that this dude could carry us, you know, when they come off the floor, that along with just give me Moody last year and Pods after the injury, but a different JK, maybe he's here past January.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I view JK, Pods, Post, Moody, all the same. They're at a certain place. We've seen them in their development. They've been here for a little while, and we know what they've looked like. And I want to watch him this year and at least say about a couple of them, man, he got better.
Mm.
Let's go to Father Time in Napa. What's going on, Father Time? How you doing?
Yo, yo. Hey, fellas. Let me preface this bit of what I want to say with Steph Curry is the greatest basketball player on the planet, pound for pound. Mm. There's never been anybody better than him, pound for pound. You can fight me all day long, but it's true. And you could make a case that he's in the top five, regardless of pound for pound.
Right.
So I only say that because I love Steph Curry. I believe in Steph Curry. I would never put anything past Steph Curry. But here it comes. This team, as it's constructed, cannot contend for a championship. And this whole notion that anybody's putting that out there, that somehow they can make it happen, it boggles the mind. I mean, you just have to be realistic. I know it's the flagship, and I know people are excited, but what do we have? Four dudes over the age of 35. How old is Horford? 47 years old?
39. But Trevor, nobody said championship. Not to cut you off. We said 4-5 seed. Nobody said they could win it all.
Well, you said Western Conference Finals.
Yeah, I did. That's not a championship.
Well, all right. Go ahead,
T. So your algorithms and your, you know, the ESPN stuff is saying they can contend.
All right. Gotcha.
Right. And those are supposedly experts, right? You know, if I had $1 zillion, and I could bet on will the Warriors make it to the second round? I would bet on no. And that's just logical. They just, it's never happened, fellas. It's never happened where a team that has that many old players that are playing significant roles have, you know, made it to the finals, let alone, you know, won a championship. That being said, there's a little hope. I mean, I'm a, I consider myself a pessimistic optimist, you know, be realistic and then you'll be pleasantly surprised when good things happen. It's just, you know, it's a crazy thing to think that the Warriors are going to do anything better than maybe a 6 seed, a 7 seed, and even, you know, hey, they'll get that 7 seed and they'll make some noise. They'll knock off the Rockets, who are, you know, infants. They should have never made it to the Minnesota series. They'll beat the Rockets in a 7-game series.
And Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And we'll all be stoked. It's a sad thing, but it's also a great thing. And Steph Curry can play as long as he wants, and I'll watch him shoot jumpers from the corner like his old man did. But you got to really temper your enthusiasm for the Warriors, and then you'll be happy when they do better.
Thanks, Father Time. I appreciate it. That's the first time I've been told to temper my enthusiasm about the Warriors.
Shocked.
So, see, he thinks that when I say, yeah, I guess if everything falls into place, they could be 4 or 5.
He don't
that's
like that.
Even too high.
Yeah, and I got to say something to Father Time, Stani. He's knocking at my door. But the bottom line is for you to sit here and pick up the phone and say they should have lost to Houston. They didn't, and they were up 3-1.
Well, what's the difference between him? What's the difference between him saying they should have beat Houston and you saying they would have beaten the Warriors would have beaten the Timberwolves?
No, one of the things happened. The Warriors beat the Rockets.
Right, but you say, well, the Warriors would have beaten the Timberwolves. So it's kind of the same thing.
Well, I think it's different because a guy got hurt. This one we actually saw play out. And my point to him is if you're going to do that math, I can make a case that they shouldn't have went 7. It went 7, you know? But, Stani, the championship did not come out of my mouth, but Western Conference Finals, I'm not embarrassed at all. And I just wish Father Time would have called as they were going into that playoff series against Minnesota. And maybe he would have felt the same. But, man, I would have loved to test that meter on Father Time to see, can't you understand why people are excited? Because just now, they went on a roll. Everybody was buying in. National air. Like, okay, what does this team got?
They got a lot of veterans.
That they do.
Maybe too many. We're talking about the Warriors' expectations this season. And what are you thinking for Steph Curry's season? He's been great. His entire career, he continues to be great. This is what I'm very curious about. Right. Like I said, he's gone from 28 to 26 to 24.5, all that kind of stuff. What does Steph Curry look like as a 20-point scorer?
You know what? I'm going to say at that point, I think we could see age kick in, or I could sit here and come in and tell you and Evan and the listeners, okay, he's slowing down, but I don't think we're there. But, Stani, I would be uncomfortable with that dip.
All right. I'm also wondering what Steph's transition looks like over the next 3 years, because it does sound like a lot of people believe he may be the best player on the team in 2 years.
But wouldn't we?
That's a problem. Steph, would you at least acknowledge that?
No doubt.
Okay.
But it looks like that. I would bet on that right now, not knowing what's coming back with that trade if they happen to move Kuminga. But, Stani, I'm not being a smartass. I'm being for real. But even with that thinking, though, aren't we omitting what we've talked about, how we're not cherishing right now?
Well, I don't.
You know what I mean?
I don't view it like that.
Evan, how do you view it, though, when we talk about – like, we're talking about, we're up against it, but damn, I'm going to ask you on the other side, E. But no, Stani, I'm
real. I think
he's
going to ask you about the same guy who called in and said, we didn't appreciate it. Whose fault is that? You know what I mean? What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. 888-957-9570 is the number. This Sunday night, the kickoff show with Lorenzo Neal and Evan Giddings is going to be live from Laughing Monk in Sunnyvale, and it starts at 3 o'clock. They'll have all the early games on, and the Beer Garden will be rocking with a DJ and bartender serving Gold Bar whiskey specials. If you're going to the game, you can sign up for the free shuttle to the stadium right now. First come, first served. So go to the Eventbrite page on our website, 957thegame.com, and sign up right now.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.